Sean Dunion is to serve as the Donegal chairman for a fourth year. He defeated Dennis Ellis, the vice chairman, in a vote, just a two-man contest, 127 votes to 28. Since that, Frankie Doherty has been elected unopposed as the vice chairman. Dennis Ellis, the outgoing holder of that position, stepping down following, well, he had announced actually last week that he was stepping down ahead of the vote for the chairman's position. Secretary Aideen Gillen, Assistant Secretary Declan Martin, and Treasurer Kieran Kelly have been returned unopposed. And Donegal has a new Assistant Treasurer as well. He's Paddy Tinney from Glenswilly, in a two-way contest with Brendan Kelly, a former holder of the position. The Glensmelly man won by 92 votes to 63 in that contest. And well, he will serve as Assistant Treasurer to Treasurer Kieran Kelly. Ed Byrne has been returned unopposed as the PRO. And well, Terence McShea has been returned unopposed as well as the Development Officer. There had been some speculation that the Aireaux official was going to step down, but well, he's staying on and remaining on the position. Still, of course, a lot of work to be done at the Centre of Excellence convoy, as he said, and also some refurbishment work to be done at McCool Park in Ballyboffey as well. And Donegal at a new Efig Nagelga, well, not a new one really, because it's Fergus McGee from St. Junan's, and he's returning to the position he held before. He replaces Conor O'Donnell from O'Vale, who had completed his 5 years on the executive board. Anthony Harkin has been returned unopposed as the coaching officer, as has Seamus O'Donnell from Clonhilly as the central council delegate.